This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The Bank of Canada left the interest rate unchanged this morning in their final update of 2023. Okay, so we're good for the rest of the year for sure. The rate will stay at 5%. But once again, it came with the warning from the bank that things could change. Rates could go up again if inflation doesn't continue to let up. Bank says we're seeing signs of moderating spending and relieving price pressure. So the rate will stay where it is for now. And even before the announcement today, it was interesting. Yesterday, all kinds of reports coming out saying, hey, let's look for rate cuts starting next year. It's expected rates are going to start to fall. I saw one report, you know, 150 basis points. So I don't know. We'll see. Today's statement, though, says the governing council is still concerned about risk to the outlook for inflation and remains prepared to raise rates further if needed. So what's going on? Let's get some help. We got Moshe Lander joining us. He is an economist at Concordia University. Moshe, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure.
Not a surprise, right? Bank of Canada leaving the rate untouched today. That's what everybody expected.
Yeah, this one was pretty much a slam dunk. When you got information that GDP is flat, we're on the edge of a recession maybe, unemployment is rising, inflation is right at the top end of the Bank of Canada's target range, there's nothing for them to do. This was an easy decision.
So is it over, do you think? I mean, there's so much speculation about this. Has the Bank of Canada completed the job that they set out to do, which, of course, is reining in inflation? Is it mission accomplished, as it were?
Yeah, I don't know that it's time to unfurl the banner on the ship yet. But
you got the reference. Nicely done.
I think that they're close to, you know, I think they can start hanging the banner, maybe just not unfurling it yet. You know, you and I have talked about this over the last couple of years, and I keep saying it takes about 18 to 24 months for interest rate hikes to have their full effect. So, you know, they started in February of 2022, and here we are about 2 years later. And so they've done what they needed to do. It was aggressive, it was fast, but we're probably now at a point where maybe for a mild tweak, and that's only if somehow inflation rears its head, they can sit back and say, all right, let's just make sure that everything is going to land in that 1% to 3% range, and then we can talk rate cuts, which is what you were saying in the lead there. But it's going to come mid to late next year.
Okay, so where are we in terms of, because there was so much talk about, hey, they're going to screw this up and we're going to be thrown into a recession. Other people said, no, we're on target for a soft landing. Where, do we know yet? Like, how are we in terms of, I sort of look at it as sort of just managing the throttle. You don't want to go too slow. You don't want to go too fast. You got to time it right. How are they doing? Are we in a pretty good spot here, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we are probably going to experience, if not a recession, then we're certainly experiencing a slowdown. But even if we had a recession, it's probably not of the Bank of Canada's doing. The interest rate increases, I understand, are going to hurt people, but interest rates were at record lows 2 years ago. So, okay, we're at 25-year highs right now. The long-run trend is probably somewhere in the middle. But, you know, I think it was unreasonable to think that interest rates were going to stay that low for that long. COVID certainly threw a wrench into the way that they were going to steer monetary policy. You know, right now the exercise is, if we see that there's a slowdown and it's not a very bad prolonged slowdown, the Bank of Canada should take a lot of credit for moving as quickly as they did and reining in inflation without doing real damage to the economy.
You mentioned it earlier, like it takes time. You're not driving a sports car here. It's more like a battleship. It takes a really long time to make it move in one direction or the other. So at this point, you know, do you think we've got a pretty good indication of where it is? Like, can we start looking towards the outlook and saying, okay, this is the course that we're on, and barring something unforeseen, we should have a pretty good idea of where we're going to be a year from now, say?
Yeah, I mean, there's always things that can surface that cause surprises. But yeah, they should have a rough idea. And I think what you're seeing is that the consensus is that growth will probably remain flat, maybe even mildly shrink in the fourth quarter. And then by, say, mid to late next year, we should start to see a little bit more normal growth of about 1.5-2%, which is what Canada's been averaging over the last decade. We're not growing the way we used to even 20 years ago, let alone 50 years ago. So you can see the roots of that starting to pop up. So I think that They can start planning for what's the exit strategy to bring interest rates back down to something a little more normal.
They talk about some of the things that are like, we always talk about inflation, but they mentioned, inflation expectation. I don't know if that's different. They talked about consumer price behavior. They talked about wage growth. So they're watching other things rather than just that headline number, right? There are other factors at play that can give them some indications of where we are and where we're going.
For sure. And so they're looking at a much, much broader picture. And they're also using simulations to try and recreate what goes on in the economy. So it's not one of those, I wonder what this button does.
Yeah,
and then they see if they could do a social experiment on us. They try it through their simulations. And they have a rough idea that if they touch interest rates or if we see this number reaches a certain level, what does that probably mean? And then they check to see if it actually plays out in the real world the way the model suggests. If it does, then they say, all right, we have a pretty good idea what we can and can't do. If the model doesn't match, then either they need to tweak the model or they need to get more data to make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to. So, it's a much more complicated picture than they just wait for the inflation number and say, oh, well, I guess that's what we need to do with interest rates then.
Yeah. And so when we talk about rates, and like I say, I was really surprised yesterday. A lot of people, the big major banks, some of them in Canada, coming out with all kinds of certainty that, hey, let's start looking for rate cuts. And one of them, I think it was CIBC, 150 basis points off the interest rate in 2024, so back down to 3.5%. Are you that certain, and are you expecting to see that much of a slash in interest rates in the coming year?
So I think that the Bank of Canada has scope to reduce interest rates about 2 to 2.5 percentage points. But the issue is, when do they start and how fast do they move? So I don't side with if it's the CIBC. I don't agree with them. That's too fast too soon. Probably in the summer, if inflation over the next 6 months lands in that 1 to 3% range, it remains there. You mentioned expectations earlier. That's what do people think inflation is going to be. So even though the Bank of Canada says we want it between 1 and 3, if people say you're out of your mind, it's going to be 5 to 7%. The Bank of Canada needs to make sure that people understand that 1 to 3 means 1 to 3.
Sure.
If they see that that's landing where it needs to, they're probably going to decrease interest rates, say, at a quarter of a percentage point at a time, 25 basis points. They're not going to cut it as aggressively as they increased it, because what they don't want to do is unleash inflation and unleash inflationary expectations again, because we saw what it did and how difficult it was to get that genie back in the bottle. So, if they only meet 8 times a year, and if they don't start cutting interest rates till, say, the summer, that's around meeting number 4, meeting number 5. At most, they'd only have, say, 4 meetings, 5 meetings to cut rates. If they do it a quarter of a percentage point at a time, I can't see them going more than 1.25 percentage points max. So I think we're going to see interest rates cut mid to late next year, heading into 2025.
Well, okay. That, at least we're talking about going in that direction, which is, I think, encouraging for a lot of people, Moshe. So we'll take it. We'll take it and see where we end up.
Absolutely. And the reality is that if we've managed to survive probably one of the oddest economic circumstances of the last half century, then 2024 should be nothing but good news, right?
Let's hope so. Moshe, thanks so much. We'll rely on you to guide us through 2024 just like we have 2023. Thank you, sir.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.